请大家要尽量往前坐，因为我们有很舒服的椅子，所以你们可以往前面坐，就是为了使后来的人可以比较容易的坐下。
I want to read a short passage before we start today.
开始之前我要读一段圣经。
This is from Psalm 19.
是诗篇十九篇。
The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands.
诸天述说神的荣耀，穹。
Good morning, sisters and brothers. One week passed so quickly. So we can worship together again on Sunday.
Yeah.
Now you can hear me, right?
Yeah. 新的一年开始，我们教会准备来一起在星期天我们来学习以弗所书。
And so this new year, we decided, our church decided to study the book of Ephesians.
那么以弗所书呢，是讲到这个教会啊在基督里面合一的问题。
And they talk about Ephesians, talk about the church that in Christ we have unity.
那么这一段这卷书呢，对我们相信在接下来的几个月里面都会有很多的帮助。
It will help us tremendously next few months.
那今天在第一次要讲这个以弗所书这个系列之前呢
，And before we start talking about the series of Ephesians,
我们首先来看看以弗所教会。
And let's look about the church of Ephesus.
因为以弗所教会在圣经里面的记载呢，还是比较详细的。
And this church has been recorded in the Bible very in details.
所以我们对这个教会的了解比其他的教会稍微要多一些。
We probably know this church a little more than some other churches.
这样，这个早期的教会的情况，我们来一起思想神在教会当中的心意。
And let's talk look at God's heart in some early churches.
那也会帮助我们来一起来思想我们教会怎么样来走前面的道路。
It can also help us how we can move forward in our own church.
那么在开始之前，我们先做一个简短的祷告。
Let's pray first.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Lord, we want to thank you for your grace.
在主日的清晨，你召聚我们来敬拜你。
You called us this morning that to worship together.
主就求主你的圣灵亲自的启示我们。
And so have Holy Spirit to reveal to us.
让我们明白你在我们当中的心意。
And know that so we understand your heart.
愿主的圣灵亲自的来带领我们今天的敬拜。
And the Holy Spirit will lead us today's service.
也愿今天的信息，无论是所讲的还是所听的。
And no matter who's speaking and listening.
让我们同感一灵。
So we can all feel the Holy Spirit.
让我们在地上建立这个教会。
And so when we build the church on earth,
可以荣耀主你的名。
Can glorify your name.
谢谢主的恩典。
And thank you for your grace.
祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 若干年前呢
？Many years ago.
那个时候中国的这个政府打算对。这个宗教方面有一些改革哈。
And so the Chinese government decided to make some changes in their religion.
所以他们就中国的宗教局就派人到美国来考察美国的这个教会的情况。
So they sent the Bureau of Religion to United States.
那他们到了美国之后就参观美国的不同的教会。
So they visited many churches.
这当中也包括一些主要是一些美国人的教会。
And so including a lot of American churches.
结果他们有一点非常感到非常吃惊。
And there's one thing they discovered, they were very surprised.
因为他发现美国的教会呢，原先跟政府是没有什么关系的。
And the other, the American church are independent from the government.
几乎所有的教会呢，都是自己治理。
And they're self-governed.
而且呢，所有的教会呢，都是很多的志愿者在帮忙。
And so all the church have a lot of volunteers to help the church.
政府几乎对教会 没有任何的干预。
And governor has nothing to do, there's no intervention or business in all those churches.
而教会呢，本身呢，都是运转的非常的井然有序。
And so, but there's a very good order in the church by itself.
所以这个对他们来说，是一个挺大的震撼。
And they were pretty shocked by the discovery.
确实是这样哈。
And it is true.
那么美国的教会呢，都是自治的。
And so all the American churches are self-governed.
很多都是志愿者来奉献时间啊，奉献金钱来支持教会的工作。
And so usually a lot of volunteers to donate their time and money to help support the church.
每年大量的捐款和大量的人力物资都是在教会里面。
And there's a huge lot of volunteer work and the money given to the church.
像一些在美国比较大的教会啊。
And so there are bigger churches in the United States.
他每年的这个收入啊，大概比一个小国的国民生产总值还要高的。
And sometimes they receive the donation probably is even bigger than some of the smaller countries a year.
说是富可敌国，一点都不夸张。
And so it's reaching than our country is not really bragging.
所以，美国教会的这种运作方式，我想不但对美国社会的发展起了一个非常重要的作用。
It has made a very, it has played a very important role in this country.
而且在过去这时间来，这一两百年时间来，而且对世界的福音呢、宣教啊，以及慈善工作等等，都做出了非常非常明显的影响。
Made a huge accomplishment and regarding in the churches for volunteer work, missionary and evangelism.
新的一年开始呢
The new year start.
教会有了新的执事，也有了新的牧师。
We have a new deacons and we also have a new pastor.
我们大家也有对教会有新的盼望。
We also have a new expectation and hope.
所以我们希望说教会可以向前发展。
We hope that our church can move forward.
所以在这个时候，我们来今天来思想以弗所教会的这个发展的情况，就来帮助我们看看到底教会在地上是做什么。
And so let's look at this church Ephesus that what does the church do on earth?
那么神对教会的心意又在哪里？
What is God's heart in church?
那么很多的时候我们每个星期都来教会。
Every week we come to church.
那么教会到底在地上我们要做什么事情？
And what is our role on earth?
神对教会的心意又在哪里？
What's his heart?
所以我们先来看看以弗所这个教会。
When we look at this church first,
因为以弗所的教会呢，在圣经里面有比较详细的记载。
There's a lot of recording in the Bible about Ephesus.
那么它首先呢，是在保罗在宣教的时候，哈。
And first it was in his missionary journey.
在这个路途中他建立起来的一个教会。
He established a church of Ephesus.
那么以弗所这个地方呢，就在现在大概的土耳其的境内。
Ephesus is located in right now, the nowadays in the Turkey.
那而且这个地方呢，现在考古学呀，对这个地方的挖掘呀是比较详细的。
And the archaeology has discovered a lot of things in this area.
所以我们对这个城市的历史的了解非常多。
So we understand this, this city in detail.
如果你有机会去土耳其旅行的话，你说不定就会可以到以弗所这个地方去看看那个地方挖掘出来的一些古迹。哈。
So if you want to go to tour in Turkey, you will find there is a lot of things that are discovered.
那圣经里记载，保罗是在第二次宣教的路程当中。
And so in the Bible, talk about the Paul went to Ephesus, the second missionary journey.
本来他可能并没有直接去以弗所，他是从小亚细亚奔了马其顿。
And in the beginning, he didn't plan to go to Ephesus. He planned to go to the Asia Minor and Macedonia.
那从马其顿他准备回来的时候，他准备回到耶路撒冷，他要把这个所收的捐款交给耶路撒冷教会。
And so coming from the Macedonia, before he went back to Jerusalem, that he needed to give back to all the donation he received.
Yeah.那么在回去的路上他就停在了以弗所。
On his way back to Jerusalem, he decided to stay Ephesus.
所以如果你有圣经的话，请你打开《使徒行传》第十八章哈。
If you have a Bible, let's open to Acts chapter 18.
那这里就记载了保罗在那里短暂的停留。
And talk about the Paul's very temporary stay.
《使徒行传》第十八章十八节到二十一节这样记载哈。
So Acts 18, 18 to 21.
使徒行传十八使徒行传十八章第十八节，保罗又住了多日。
Paul stayed on Corinth for some time.
就辞别了弟兄。
He left the brothers.
坐船往叙利亚去。
And sailed for Syria.
百基拉和雅居拉和他同去。
Accompanied by Priscilla and Aquila.
他因为许过愿。
And because he had made a wish.
就在间隔里剪了头发。
So he cut his hair.
到了以弗所。
So he went to Ephesus.
保罗就把他们留在那里。
And Paul left Priscilla and Aquila.
自己进了会堂。
He himself went to the synagogue.
和犹太人辩论。
And seasoned with the Jews.
众人请他多住些日子。
When they asked him to spend more time with them.
他却不允。
He declined.
就辞别他们说。
Then he left.
神若许我。
He promised.
我还要回到你们这里。
I will come back if it is God's will.
于是开船离了以弗所。
Then he set sail from Ephesus.
所以我们知道保罗在以弗所只是短暂的停留。
And so we know he stayed a very short time.
但是他在这里有播下福音的种子。
But then he already, already spread gospel, the seeds of gospel.
当第三次保罗在开始他宣教之旅的时候。
The third missionary journey.
这次他在以弗所待的时间就比较长。
He stayed in Ephesus a lot longer.
这次他待了差不多有两三年之久。
I think he stayed at least 2 to 3 years.
也在这个期间呢，他我们圣使徒行传就记载哈，他在那里面遇到这个一些个以前施洗约翰的门徒。
And he met some of the disciple of John Baptist.
那么他知道他们还没有受接受圣灵。
And he realized that they have not received Holy Spirit.
于是就把耶稣的救恩传给他们，是给他们受浸。
So he baptized according to Jesus Christ's name.
那么圣经也记载，保罗在这个地方行了很多的神迹奇事。
And Paul had performed a lot of miracles.
所以很多人怎么样呢？就接受了这个福音。
And many people accept Christ.
可以说，这个时候福音在这里啊，这个以弗所的影响啊，就开始越来越大。
And so the gospel has a really huge influence in Ephesus.
所以在使徒行传的第十九章
，and so in Acts chapter 19，
那么二十节就这样讲
，and in the verse 20，
主的道大大兴旺
，and his words has been spread，
而且得胜
，and has overcome，
所以信主的人越来越多
，and so there are more people accept Christ，
以至于到一个什么程度呢
？until what？
当地的银匠啊，他是专门造偶像的哈
，and those people who make idols。
因为很多人信了基督就不会拜偶像，就影响到这些银匠的生意。
And so those people who usually make idols that really affect their business.
那结果呢？这些银匠的生意不好，于是他们就起来说：“这样不行，这个保罗、啊、把我们的生意都搞没了。”
And because they start losing their business, they were very angry.
所以他们一定要把保罗除掉。
So they want to get rid of Paul.
所以使徒行传记载，这就是很有名的叫以弗所暴动。
And talk about that's the riot in Ephesus.
那么以弗所暴动的话，那个规模有多大呢
？Do you know how big was this riot?
我们读圣经大概有的时候看不到这个，感受不到这个影响有多大。
And sometimes we just read it on the superficial level. You just don't know how big the riot was.
我们说这些暴徒起来啊，就是说一定要抓保罗，抓不着保罗就把保罗同去的伙伴给抓住。
And so those mobs that they want to catch Paul, but they cannot, they could not, so they tried to catch his friends.
然后把他们带到了戏院里面去。
So they let him those people to the theater.
我们想到戏院的话，大概现在就想到我们的电影院，是不是
？So when you think about theater, you think about the movie theater.
我们这里有电影院吧？哈
，I'm sure we have some movie theater in SLO.
实际上。那不是我们想象的哈，我们来看一下这个已经被挖掘出来的戏院有多大哈。
This is the theater in Ephesus. How big is it?
这个因为以弗所呢，它是一个港口哈。
And because Ephesus is very near seaport.
那很多的贸易，所以它人口蛮多，是蛮繁荣的一个大城市。
The city of commerce has a lot of people.
所以它也像罗马似的建了这么样一个戏院哈。
And so they just like Rome, they also built a big theater.
你看现在挖掘出来的这一部分哈。
And if you just see that right now, this is only part of it.
这个戏院可以盛多少人
？Do you know how many people they can hold?
25,000人。
25,000 people.
所以这个暴徒不会是几十个人或一两百个人的。
And so those riots just not only involve maybe tens
and
hundreds, involve thousands maybe.
所以他们才会跑到这个戏院里来。
And that's why they took those people to the theater.
你可以想象到福音在当地的影响和造成的震动。
And so you can imagine the gospel has such influence in the area.
那么这个对保罗的这个和他同伴的这个迫害也是非常的厉害、啊、
And so the persecution was so severe to Paul and his friends.
但是教会怎么样
However,
却建立起来
But the church has been built.
所以这就是以弗所教会的发展的第一个阶段、啊、
So this is the outburst of efficient church first.
Yeah, 这第一个阶段呢就是创建的阶段
So the first part is establishment of the church.
所以我们讲到以弗所教会看到这个什么圣经里面讲到啊，这个腓立比教会啊，帖撒罗尼迦等等等等，我们好像觉得那个教会好像应该蛮大的哈。
And so we will talk about the church, including the Philippians. It should be a very big church.
实际上，这些教会它当时人数都蛮少的。
But in a matter of fact, the church when it started has a few people.
如果说我们觉得自己的教会我们人不是很多的话
，If we think our church do not have a lot of people,
那我们现在做的人大概都比当初那个教会的人多。
And we even the nowadays, our, we have more people than the people in Ephesus.
所以那些教会他们自己大部分都在家里面聚会的。
So the usually they are gathered together in their home.
所以呢，人数不是很多。
And not a very few people.
所以你看，弟兄姐妹，一个教会的大小和一是一个教会。是不是讨神喜悦的教会？这个没有什么一个必然的联系。
How big the church, big or small, has nothing to do with we they do according God's heart or not.
一个很大的教会，很兴旺的教会，就可能是一个非常讨神喜悦的教会。
A big church can be a church pleasing God.
所以，一个很小的教会，同样也可以成为一个讨神喜悦的教会。
Even a very small church can be a church also pleasing God.
关键是看这个教会。所在地上做的见证是怎样的
？The critical point is what's the testimony of the church.
所以我们来看以弗所教会的第二个阶段，就是它兴旺的阶段。
The second part is the development of the church.
那么第二后面除了使徒行传之后，我们再在圣经里遇到以弗所教会，就是在以弗所书当中。
So then later after the Acts, then we talk about Church of Ephesus is in Ephesus.
这个。封书信是保罗在什么时候写的呢
？When did Paul write this letter?
保罗是在做罗马做监狱的时写的。
And he wrote this book when he was in prison.
那我们想到监狱，我们就可能想到哦，那个很黑暗呐、啊，很铁门呐、啊，什么有锁链的那种情况。
So when we think about prison, we think about the gates and very dark and is being chained.
但是保罗这个时候呢，他所谓的被监禁呢？可以说叫 house arrest 啊。
So it was more like a house arrest,、
就是、
not like exactly what you think about prison.
就是他在家租了一个地方哈、啊，他在因为他要上诉罗马皇帝嘛。
And so because he pleaded to the emperor.
所以他被从耶路撒冷解到罗马。
So he was carried to Jerusalem.
所以到了罗马，他就租了一个地方住。
So he actually rent a place.
那么当然有士兵要看守他，不能随便到处走的。
So there are soldiers actually watching him.
所以呢，就是在家里面被监禁这样。
So it's a house arrest.
但是他还有相当的自由哈。
So he has a certain type of freedom.
因为别人可以来看他。
And people can come to visit.
他在这个期间也可以写信。
And he can write letters.
那他在这个期间写的信呢，在圣经里面，像以弗所书、腓立比书、哥罗西书，最后还有这个腓利门书，都是在这个期间写。
So he wrote Ephesians, Colossians, Philippians, and Titus.
腓利门。
Philemon.
Yeah. 那么这个些书信呢，我们也统称叫监狱书信。
And those are called the letter of prisons.
就是他在被监禁的时候这段时间写下来的书信。
He wrote those books when he was in house arrest.
所以保罗出狱之后，他就带着提摩太。又来到了以弗所。
So when he left the prison, he took Timothy to Ephesus.
对，那么后来呢，他就把提摩太呢留在这里。
So he left Timothy at Ephesus.
他又去到其他的地方。
So he went somewhere else.
在其他的地方，他又想起来，哦，我要 嘱咐提摩太一些事情。
And so then he realized he needed to advise Timothy for certain things.
所以他就提笔写了提摩太前书。
So he wrote the first and second Timothy.
所以他写提摩太前书的时候，提摩太正在哪个教会？以弗所教会。
So when he wrote the book to the first and second Timothy, Timothy was in Ephesus.
所以我们看到说，以弗所教会呢，在这个早期教会的历史中有很重要的一个影响哈。
And so we know there's a huge influence of our Church of Ephesus in the early church.
那么根据教会的传统啊。
And according to church tradition.
那么后来在一个非常著名的教会领袖也到了以弗所。
And a very important church leader also went to Ephesus.
他就是使徒约翰。
And he was the Apostle John.
耶稣的十二个门徒之一。
He's one of the 12 disciples.
那么当耶路撒冷圣殿被毁，那么耶路撒冷的教会也就分散之后。
In Jerusalem, the temple was destroyed and the people dispersed.
那么约翰就从耶路撒冷迁居定居在以弗所。
And so, the John and relocated to Ephesus.
那么跟着约翰一起来到以弗所还有谁呢？
Do you know who also was with John?
那就是耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
And it was Mary, Jesus' mother.
大家是不是还记得福音书里面耶稣在十字架上有拜托他的门徒来照顾他的母亲，对不对？
Do you remember when he was on the cross, he asked one of his disciples to take care of his mother?
所以那个门徒就是约翰。
And the disciple was John.
圣经当时说，那么这个门徒就答应了，从此他就把怎么样玛利亚接到他的家中跟他一起住。
So in the Bible, according to the disciple, promised and so took his mother, Mary, to his home.
所以有可能呢，那个耶稣的母亲玛利亚就是在以弗所去世。
There's a good possibility Mary also died in Ephesus.
很可能就安葬在那个地方。
And was buried there as well.
所以如果今天去看以弗所的地址，如果他们告诉你这个地方有可能是玛利亚的墓地，我想那也是有可能。不过那是不是真的，大家也就不知道了。
So there's a good possibility if you see a tomb in Ephesus, it says Mary's tomb. There's a possibility, but nobody can for sure.
由此可见，这个教会建立了一个非常坚实的基础。
And so this church has built very strong foundation.
所以他们可以接待这些人。
And so they can have host those people.
那么这就是第二个阶段。那么第三个阶段呢，我们叫坚固的阶段。
And the third stage is a consolidation of a church.
那这个时候呢，以弗所的教会，我们再看到，就是在圣经的最后一卷书叫启示录。
And so then when you read about Ephesus, it's written in the Revelation.
那么在启示录，我们请大家打开启示录，就是圣经的最后一卷书第二章。
So let's turn to Revelation chapter 2.
我们大家一起来读第一节到第四节好不好？
And let's read the Chinese verse 1 to 4.
启示录第二章第一节到第四节。我来读中文，然后比安卡来读英文。我们先大家一起来读中文。好，你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的说，我知道你的行为，劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来，你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。然而我有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心丢弃了。
To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, they are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked men, that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them false. You have persevered and have endured hardship for your name and have not grown weary. Yet I hold this against you.You have forsaken your first love.
Yeah, 这个是启示录当时约翰记载下来主耶稣给小亚细亚七个教会 所写的书信之一。
And this was written by John that Jesus spoke to seven churches.
那么在这七封书信里，以弗所是第一封书信。
And the first letter was written to Ephesus.
那么在这里主耶稣给这个教会有很多的赞赏。
And there was a lot of compliments about Church of Ephesus.
说他们劳碌忍耐。
They work hard and they have perseverance.
而且他们坚守真理。
And they will hold on to the truth.
他们能够拒绝那些异端的侵扰。
And then they reject the false doctrines.
但是有一件事他有责备以弗所教会。
But there's one thing Jesus rebuked the church.
就是他们起初的爱心。
They have forsake the first love.
所以这个教会有做得很好的地方哈。
And so there's a lot of things that the church is doing very well.
可见呢，以前他们真是有很多的爱心。你看他们接待保罗，又接待约翰和耶稣的母亲等等。
And in the past, they have a lot of love because they took care, John, they took care of Mary.
但是主耶稣这时提醒他们，你们怎么样，把起初的爱心离弃了。
But however, they have forsake their first love.
弟兄姐妹
Dear sister and brother,
有没有想到如果主耶稣基督今天给我们教会写一封书信的话
If one today Jesus write a letter to our church
他会怎么说
What would he say
这个是我们要常常思想
And this is something we really need to think about
所以教会是神的家哈
And church is God's home
基督是这个教会的元首
And he is the head of the church of the home
不论谁在这里做牧师谁在这里做执事
And no matter who doesn't matter who is be the pastor or who is the deacon of this church
最关键的是说主耶稣怎么样来评价我们的教会
And the most important thing is what does God evaluate us
所以教会这个方式啊是非常独特的一种啊这种方式非常有效。
And so the church actually is very unique and also effective.
那么几千年来一直是把福音一代一代的传下来。
So a few thousand years there has been through generation the gospel has been spread.
因为这个最早是从犹太人那里传过来的。
And it started from Jewish.
因为犹太人第一开始是在圣殿里敬拜。
And so they were worshiping the temple.
后来圣殿没有了被摧毁了。
And when the Jerusalem, the temple was destroyed.
于是他们的人被掳到不同的地方去。
And they've been captured all over the place.
那他们没有地方去敬拜神怎么办呢
？And so they didn't have place to worship.
哎，他们决定说，我们组织起来，几个家庭住得很近，在一个叫会堂的地方。
And so they were just together, a few family gathered together in a small 会堂 temple.
Yeah,
it's more a temple, a synagogue.
Yeah, 那我不知道我们 Slow 这个地方有没有犹太人的会堂？
有一个，
也有哈。
Yeah, in Slow there is one synagogue.
Yeah, 所以这么他们一直在保持这个传统，所以他们的信仰就会一代一代传下来。
So they continue keep that tradition. That's why their faith has been continued.
所以呢，早期的基督徒呢，也是这样，就采取了这种会堂的方式。然后渐渐的变成了教会的方式来一点一点的开展教会的工作。
So in the beginning, the Christian gathered in the synagogue, then gradually grow to the church.
所以最近几年呢，我听说这个佛教也开始学这个方式了。
And so last few years, I heard the Buddhism has copied this way.
你看佛教以前都是自己有个庙嘛，对不对
？And so in the past, the Buddhism just have their own temple.
然后你就是要求什么，你才会去那边去求一求哈。
And so if you need something done, you go to the temple.
或者家里有人过世了，你才会把那个和尚啊请来，然后超度啊，干什么？是不是
？And so if someone pass away, you will ask 和尚是
monk
to your home and to mourn the death.
但是。他们发觉这个整个佛教就是很松散的一个哈，这样。
But the Buddhism, the structure is very loose.
哎，他们觉得好像基督教这方式不错。
And so that's just Christian church has a very good way to structure.
所以他们现在也有这个佛教的这个组织在一起哈，佛堂哈。
So right now there is a very good structure for the Buddhism as well.
他们也在一起聚会要唱佛歌。
And so they get together, they sing Buddhism songs.
Yeah, 这种有效的方式。
And so they find that very effective.
但是我们今天来思想说，我们跟他们有什么不一样的？
But when we think about what we are different than Buddhism,
我们就从以弗所教会，我们可以看到说， 教会大概有这么三个特点。
And so there's a three characteristics of a healthy church.
Yeah, 这个健康的教会呢，首先要有属灵的教导。
And those are three characteristics. The first one is the very biblical teaching.
我们看啊，以弗所教会的建立啊，跟这个属灵的教导非常有关系。
And the establishment of a church of Ephesus has to do with biblical teaching.
所以第一开始保罗在那里建立教会的话他就是有很好的教导
And Paul started very good teaching there
你再看我们以弗所教会有什么样的教师曾经在过那里
And do you know what teachers have been in Ephesus?
保罗就带着这个百居拉跟亚基拉去过这个以弗所教会
And Priscilla and Aquila both were at that church before
那两个人都是保罗得力的助手
And they were big help to Paul
保罗有一个他带的一个门徒哈这个叫提摩太是不是
And also there was a Timothy
提摩太也是长期在以弗所来管理以弗所教会
And Timothy has overseen the church for a long period of time
圣经里记载过有一个人非常会讲道的
And there's one person who's very good of teaching
他的名字叫亚波罗
Apollo
那我们知道亚波罗也曾经在以弗所怎么样做教导的工作
And Apollo also was a teacher at the church of Ephesus
后来呢我们又知道使徒约翰也有去
And then Apostle John also went there
你看神是非常祝福这个教会
And the God has really blessed this church
有这么多好的教师在那里
There are so many wonderful teachers
所以为这个教会打下一个非常坚实的基础
So build a very good foundation
所以一个合神心意的教会一个健康的教会首先必须有一个扎实的属灵的教导
The number one is to have a very strong biblical teaching
因为我们看到我们的教会也是很蒙神的祝福
And our church has been very blessed by our Lord
我们以前有周牧师跟周师母来到我们当中来建立教会
In the past we have Pastor Chow and Mrs. Chow to help us
那后来又有 Pastor Ray 跟裴师母他们一起来到我们当中
And then later Pastor Ray and Annie to help us
那么现在我们也受到教会的邀请来到教会
And then we received the church invitation Then we came
因为教会弟兄姐妹我发现你们都非常的渴慕什么渴慕神的话语渴望学习
I noticed that there are church that are really longing for God's words
所以教会一定在神的话语上要扎根的
And so the church has to build good foundation
不然的一有风吹草动就会容易把教会就会带偏的
And so if there's any disturbance the church will stray away
你知道90年代中国有一个异端叫东方闪电的吗
And you know in China in 90 there's a cult called Eastern Light Eastern Lighting Code
那么发展的非常快哈
It spread very quickly
在中国就是很多的这个家庭教会一些就被他们全部卷走
And so there are so many churches at that time being swept away and persuaded by the Eastern Lighting
那后来他们也曾试图把这个东方闪电要带到美国来
And so they also attempt to bring Eastern Lightning to United States
但是在美国的华人教会都比较警醒
And so in the Chinese church in the United States are very alert
所以他们基本上没有在这边能站住脚
So they were not successful
不过最近听说他们改名字了
And lately they changed their name
他不叫东方闪电叫全能神
And they don't call Eastern Lightning anymore They call Almighty God
所以我想无论你是在这里还去中国你都会碰到一些异端在讲一些事情
And no matter where you're in China or United States you're going to encounter some false religion
你有没有在家里有人敲你门来传福音的
Do you have people knock on the door
有哈哎，可惜都不是我们福音派的
But it's not the gospels
多半是什么是耶和华见证人或是摩门教对不对
Either it's a Mormon or a Jehovah's Witness.
然后他给你一个小单子，然后你看一看。
And they give you a little flyer, ask you to read it.
哎，你不要以为他们这个看到你中国人他就走了，他们有的会讲中文的。
And so don't think that because when they see you're Chinese, they will leave. A lot of them actually know how to speak Chinese.
哎，他讲得很好的。
And they were very fluent in Chinese.
他跟你讲的，你发现。好像跟我们讲的也差不多
And so when they talk to you It's over very similar what we teach
实际上就是在那个关键的地方它只要差一点点就骗掉了
But you know it is the very, very essential the truth. If they are slightly different, there is wrong.
所以一定得有属灵的教导。
We have to have a biblical teaching.
那第二方面，一个健康的教会一定得有一个相爱的心智。
The second characteristic of a healthy church is love one another.
一定要彼此相爱。
Love one another.
所以相爱呢，就是一个教会的正气啊。
And so love one another is this is a positive thing. It's in the right direction.
如果一个教会这个正气不盛的话，这个邪气就会盛行。
And so if the righteous is not prevail, and the evil will take it over.
教会没有办法做见证。
So we will not have a good testimony.
教会要想在世界上为福音做见证，一定要彼此相爱。
And so in order for us to have a good witness to the world, we have to learn to love one another.
你知道教会有这个传统啊，记载这个使徒约翰呢住在以弗所嘛。
And so in the Bible, we'll talk about John actually stayed in Church of Ephesus.
他活的年纪很大。
He lived very long.
这也很奇怪哈，耶稣的门徒全都很早都死了，就是他活到九十多岁哈。
And all the disciples died very early except John.
所以他去教会呢，就是别人要抬着他一起去。
So even when he went to church, that people have to carry him.
所以抬着他就跟这个教会弟兄姐妹，他就教导，他就说一句话。
And so one thing he keep teaching the church.
他说什么呢？
What did he say?
你们都很熟悉的。
You know the
小子们啊，你们要彼此相爱。
Little one, you have to love one another.
约翰一书里他反复的讲嘛。
He keep repeating love one another.
每一次他说你们要彼此相爱。
You have to love one another.
哎，你知道这个人啊，年轻的时候他有一个外号的。
Do you know what's his nickname when he was young?
他和他的哥哥雅各，他们是兄弟两个嘛。
And he and his brother Jacob.
都是耶稣的十二个门徒里面的。
And they were both our disciples.
他有个外号，他的名号叫雷子。
And his nickname was the son of thunder.
你知道他脾气有多暴躁啊。
And so he has a very hot temper.
那么有一次他跟耶稣他们一起路过撒玛利亚那个村庄，要往耶路撒冷去嘛。
And so one time they were past Samaria to Jerusalem.
那耶稣他们没有地方住，就要人家有接待他啊。
And so they didn't have a place to stay, so they were receiving people's home.
那个地方人不接待他们，
but then nobody wanted to keep
them. 因为知道他们是犹太人，要去耶路撒冷。
Because they know they are Jewish go to to Samaria.
Yeah. 那么这个约翰跟他哥哥两个人怎么说？说主耶稣，赶快，你不有能力吗？从天上降火，把这帮人全烧了。
And so he and his brother told Jesus, "If you have power, just send the fire and burn this village."
所以他们人家不接待他，他就要用人家哈从天上。啊，用火把他们烧了。
Because nobody want to receive them, they say, "Let's just burn this whole village."
但当他年老的时候
，when he was older，
你看看他的属灵的生命的成长到一个程度，说：“小子们呐，你们要彼此相爱。
”His spiritual life has grown so much. What he said was, "Love one another."
以弗所教会的爱心是昭之于天下的。
And so the Church of Ephesus, their love is really witness to the whole world.
我们都知道嘛，他们可以接待约翰、玛利亚在这里安度晚年。
They have a host of Mary. They have also host of John till their death.
你知道，很多这个新约的书信是在以弗所写成的。
And there were so many books, the letters was written in Ephesus.
那么，哥林多前书是保罗在以弗所写的。
And First Corinthians was written in.Was written by Paul and also at the time in Ephesus.
你知道那个哥林多教会也是保罗所建立的教会，对不对
？Corinthian church was also built by Paul.
这教会啊，很多的麻烦，让保罗很头痛的。
They have a lot of problems that was really a lot of headache to Paul.
保罗在处理哥林多教会的问题的时候，那段时间他就是住在以弗所。
And so when he was trying to take care of the problem in Corinthian, and then he was living in Ephesus.
而且保罗在这里写了提多书。
And he also wrote the Titus.
然后约翰在这里在以弗所写的约翰福音。
And so actually the Apostle John also wrote the Gospel of John.
那么而且呢，约翰在这里写的约翰一书、二书还有三书。
And John also wrote 1 John and 2 John and 3 John.
你看，这个教会给保罗、给约翰提供了一个非常好的环境。
Ephesus provided a wonderful environment for John and Paul.
所以他们可以在这里从事啊主耶稣托付他们的福音的事。
So they can commit the ministry that God has given to them.
所以一个 健康的教会一定有彼此相爱的见证。
So a very healthy church must have the love one another.
那第三个呢，就是一定要有合一。
The last characteristic is the unity in Christ.
那么一个教会一定要合一哈。
A church has to have a unity.
当然，这个教导呢是基础。
And so the teaching is a foundation.
彼此相爱呢，就是这个。教会里肢体互相联络的这么一个渠道。
And love one another is the channel for how we support each other.
那体现出来的呢，就是教会是一个合一的整体。
And manifestation is the unity.
所以教会当行动的时候，是一个整体来行动的。
So we are in unity moving around.
不是大家这个要做那个，那个要做，是从不同的方向，不同的。这个角度来做事情。
And it's not we have so many voices people want to do different things.
就好像是拔河比赛一样。
It's also like a tug of war.
大家有看过拔河吧？
Have you ever seen a tug of war?
对，拔河比赛你要想赢，这关键是什么？
So what is win? What's a winning trick?
不在你力气大哈。
It's not how strong you are.
我看过以前一个拔河比赛哈。
And one time I've seen a tug of war.
那一个队呢，他这个有一个人非常非常的胖哈。
And there's one team has this person who was very strong and.
所以他就说，哇，这一下他把这个绳子拴他腰上，最后一个。
He put the rope around his waist.
所以对方就说，你拉吧，你能不能把他拉过去吧
？So the other team says, "See, we can pull him over."
但是你怎么可以把他拉过去
？How can you pull him over?
就大家用力怎么样，要一致。
And so when you do a tug of war, everybody uses the same strength at the same time.
一个用口号在同时用力，这样才可以得胜。
So we were just口号 say. So we do it the same time to pull over.
We call together, huh? Yeah. 所以这个教会啊，这个合一啊，才可以得胜的。
So church when it has unity will overcome.
所以到底是什么样的教会哈？
So what kind of church are we talking about?
可能好像我觉得我们知道了，我们这么多年都来教会。
We have come to church for so many years. We know.
但问你什么是教会
？But when you ask what is church,
教会要你做什么
？And what does church want to do?
我们想我们里三个比较简单的比喻来解释哈。
Give us three very simple illustration about church.
第一个，教会就好比是学校。
And church is like a school.
因为教会学校上一定要传授知识。
So in school, you have to. Teach the knowledge.
但是有人想，哎呦，陈牧师，你说教会是学校，这惨了，这还要考试，是不是
？So you would say, oh, this church is like a school. We have to have a test.
哎呀，这好不容易这个不用再去读书了，现在还要再考试。
So we finally graduated. Now you're talking about is like school. We have to have a test.
跟你说，好比是学校
，but we're just saying
并不是学校。
It's almost like a school.
我们有主日学，但是这里面所传讲的。是属灵的知识。
So what we teach is spiritual truth.
那么这个属灵的知识是用在我们生命的改变上面。
And to use in our life to change us.
你即使是你能给你考试全部通过了，那个也不能不，那个也不代表什么东西。
So even you can pass a written test does not mean anything.
所以这是教导，就是教会一定有属灵的教导，圣经的教导。
So talk about teaching has a biblical teaching.
那第二个呢？教会好比医院。
A church is almost like a hospital.
Yeah. 为什么叫医院呢
？Why you say it's a hospital?
因为我这不前两天就去了医院吗
？So you know I went to the hospital not too long ago.
我刚到了 Slow 就跑到医院里面去了。
I just came to Slow, then the next day I was sent to emergency room.
所以那个医院里人就说啊，你是。到这里来工作，我说我是第一天这来工作就受伤了哈。
So when I came here the first day, I was injured.
那你做什么呢？我是做牧师的哈。
And what's my career? I am a preacher.
所以牧师那个护士就说：“哦，那我知道了，你是来检查一下我们这里的医院怎么样。
”So the nurse was joking. You just come to our hospital to see how our hospital is doing.
确实没错哈，这个牧师医院是要常常跑的，一定要认得门的。
So it is true that the pastor.You should go to the hospital very often.
身体里有问题要去医院的。
So when you have a health issue, you need to go to the hospital.
但是大家不想，我们属灵的生命有很多的问题。
And sometimes our spiritual health has a lot of issues.
啊，这是我们的灵魂的问题，怎么办
？That's our soul.
我们需要到教会。
We need to go to church.
用神的话语。
And use God's word.
用弟兄姐妹彼此的相爱。
And to use the sisters, the love for each other.
我们来做医治的工作。
And to can heal the wound.
所以，这就是教会的第二个啊这样的功能。第三个什么？教会好比家庭。
And church is like as a family.
那么家庭什么？大家彼此的扶持，互相的帮助。
And the family is just like we support each other.
所以，教会又叫。是我们信徒在地上属灵的家，对不对
？Church we call it spiritual home.
因为在这里，我们大家可以相互帮助。
And because here we can support each other, help each other.
尤其是我们啊，这个漂洋过海来到，很多人是从啊移民来到这个国家。
Especially those people were coming from overseas.
我们发现，在教会里面，弟兄姐妹彼此的相爱。
And a church that.Sister and brother love each other.
那么在世界这个地方呢，很多地方充满了竞争哈。
And in this world, there's a lot of competition.
哎，但是在教会里面，我们是彼此互相的帮助。
And but church, we help and support each other.
所以你的痛就是我的伤。
And your hurt is mine.
那么你的进步就是我的光荣。
Your progress is my glory.
所以我们要发展成这个概念。
So we need to develop this concept.
不是我跟你竞争，你跟我竞争。
Not we are competing with each other.
世界上都是这样子。
And the whole world is like to compete.
你要想竞争上去，你还得把别人怎么样？要踩下去才可以。
When you compete in order in the world is that you need to kick the other person so you can step over him.
但是教会不是这样哈。
But church is not like that.
我们要彼此扶持。
And we need to support and encourage each other.
我们很感谢主，我们这个月月初为杨柳姐妹举行了那么好的一个追思礼拜。
And we want to give thanks to the Lord. And beginning of this month, we give a memorial service for Willow.
对，我们的姐妹在这里面没有亲人的哈。
She did not have any family in SLO.
那教会就是她的家。
And the church was her home.
那么我们在帮她做做这个后事。
And so when we were take care her memorial service and funeral.
有什么比这个来更重要的哈？
What was more important than that?
那我的美国房东啊，那一天他也来到这里啊，来参加这个追思礼拜。
My landlord, who's American, also came to the service.
哎，他印象非常深刻哈。
She was superly impressed.
他说呀，没有想到这个中国教会，你们这个华人教会，哎呀，这么有爱心哈。
And so your Chinese church has so much love.
整个追思礼拜办得那么好
，and the whole memorial service went so smoothly，
非常有圣灵的同在
，and they were filled with the Holy Spirit。
你们有一个很好的彼此相爱的见证
，and there's a very good witness to other people that you have love.
他跟着朋友说，看看我们以后是不是要改去华人教会了
？So actually, she told her friend that so maybe we need to go to Chinese church from now on.
其实他去哪个教会不重要
，it doesn't matter which church she goes to.
弟兄姐妹，一个合一的教会。一个彼此相爱的见证
，and so a church with unity will have a good witness about the love.
所以今天我们来看以弗所教会哈。
And so when we look at the church of Ephesus,
我们看到一个教会必须要有的三个特点。
And there's a three characteristic of a healthy church.
一个是属灵的教导
，and have a good biblical teaching.
相爱的心智
，one for one love one for another.
和合一的见证
，and also a unity.
所以这个是教会。必不可少的
，and this is something we cannot have miss.
因为很重要，我们这样做，我们才知道说，如果主耶稣基督今天写信给我们教会，他会说什么
？And so we just think about it. What is Jesus is going to write to us when he write a letter to our church?
我们不可以在教会随意做任何的事情的。
And so we have to be very careful not to take anything very casually.
我们要想到说，主耶稣怎么。托付给我们的。
So what God has teach us to want us to do.
所以，在教会里面，我们一定要追求属灵生命的成长。
So we have to longing for the spiritual growth.
一定要有彼此相爱的心智。
We need to have to have the heart to one love one another.
而更要有合一的见证。
And to have the witness for unity.
我最后结束今天的讲道呢，以。主耶稣的一句话来结束。
So I'm going to conclude in one God's words.
那么主耶稣的这句话是记载在圣经里面。
And was recorded in the Bible.
但很奇怪，不在福音书里面。
But it's not in the gospel.
这个是记在使徒行传。
It was in the Acts.
当保罗在第三次宣教之旅的末期， 他从哥林多要返回耶路撒冷的时候。
And so it's in the pause, the third missionary journey is from Corinth to back to Jerusalem.
使徒行传记载说他没有直接回以弗所。
He did not go back to Ephesus directly.
可能是以弗所的暴动啊。
And maybe because there was a riot at the time.
那么他知道他如果回去的话可能会给教会带来更多的麻烦。
If he go back, that maybe cause more problem for church.
他决定就在以弗所附近的有一个岛叫米利都。
So he stayed in not a very small island.
在那里面停留，然后他把以弗所的长老请到那个岛上跟他去见面。
So he actually asked the elder from Ephesus to meet with them.
他嘱咐这些长老，你们怎么样带领这个教会。
And so he was teaching those elders how to lead the church.
他们跪在一起，含泪的祷告。
So they were kneeled together and praying and in tears.
在这里，保罗引用了主耶稣的一句话。
And so when Paul quote what Jesus said,
叫施比受更为有福。
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
我们不知道保罗从哪里得知主耶稣这句话的。
And we don't know what Paul has learned from this phrase from Jesus.
但这句话确实是一个真理的。
But this is the truth.
所以要想使我们的教会更加的兴旺。
So in order for our church to continue to grow.
要想使我们的教会成为一个健康的教会。
And our church to become a very healthy church.
一个合神心意的教会。
And for God's heart.
它需要我们当中每一个家庭，每一个弟兄姐妹都要献祭献策，出人出力。
And so want every family, every one of us to commit.
所以这个家才可以稳固，才可以成长。
So we can have a very solid family and continue to grow.
施比受更为有福。
It's more blessed to give than to receive.
愿我们大家都彼此互相的勉励。
So we can continue to encourage each other.
我们共同来建立这个属灵的家。
So let's continue to build this healthy church.
以前有一对基督徒的夫妻哈。
And there was one couple, a Christian couple.
那么他们很有心要为神做一些事情。
And they were really want to do something for the Lord.
所以他们打算在他们居住的那个地区啊，建立一个新的教会。
So then they decided to build a church in the area they live.
因为那个地方还暂时没有一个合适的教会。
And so at that time there was not a church in that area.
你知道他们就是在那个地方聚会啊，他们坚持了整整八年。
So they persisted to have that church for about 8 years.
那他太太负责弹琴。
And so the wife was playing the piano.
那他负责呢来带领聚会。
And the husband was leading the worship.
参加聚会的就是他们家孩子。
So the only attendants were their children.
也就没有别人来。
There's nobody else.
但是他们坚持了整整的八年。
So they did that work for about 8 years.
他们坚持不断的付出。
They consistently and paying the price.
直到最终，神渐渐的把一个一个家庭带进来。
And gradually God stopped bringing people one family at a time.
后来这个教会终于被建立起来。
So finally the church was built.
神在他们当中做了工作。
So God's working their church.
我们感谢主，我们教会能有今天这样的一个地步哈。
And so today our churches,
我相信是很多的弟兄姐妹，很多的家庭，他们这么多年的持守跟付出。
Is it because there's so many family and sister and brother has continued to commit their life to the church?
愿我们都彼此效法这些好的榜样。
So we'll follow those good examples.
我们大家一起为教会出力。
So we continue to work and to help to build this church.
我们相信神的祝福一定是恩上加恩，力上加力。
So God's going to give more grace.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Lord, we just want to thank you for your grace.
谢谢你将你的话语赐给我们。
You give your words to us.
谢谢你在地上赐给我们一个属灵的家。
And give us a spiritual home here.
使我们不会像一个属灵的孤儿。
So we're not like an orphan.
到处流荡。
And wander around.
那么在这里，我们有你的话语来滋润我们的灵魂。
So we're here, we have your words to help us.
有你的儿女成为我们属灵道路上的伙伴。
And so we have the children of you that continue to support each other as our partners.
我们为这个教会来感谢你。
We want to thank you for our church.
在过去教会的 几十年当中你使用你的仆人。
And for so many years, you use your servants.
使用众弟兄姐妹来建立这个教会。
And use so many sisters and brothers to build this church.
我们为此来感谢你。
We just want to thank you.
我们求主你继续的赐福这个教会。
And continue to give the blessing to the church.
能够兴起我们当中的弟兄姐妹。
And to continue to bring more people.
无论是年长的还是年少的。
No matter the old or young.
无论他们是在主里的恩赐如何。
No matter what their spiritual gifts.
愿我们大家同心合意
We can continue to work together
来建造属灵的家
In one heart to build this spiritual home
能够使基督耶稣在我们当中得着荣耀
So your name will be glorified among us
我们谢谢主的保守
And thank you for your protection
我们祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求
So we pray in Jesus' name
Amen,
Amen.